Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for October 24th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. We're now 6 days away from Apple's October 30th event, and if there was any doubt that new Macs would be on stage with new iPad Pro updates, there's even more evidence that Mac updates are coming too. Three new model references for desktop Macs have been registered with a Eurasian database, joining an unreleased but previously registered laptop. Apple is expected to release a new entry-level 13-inch MacBook that could replace the MacBook Air, upgrade the processor on the iMac 4K and iMac 5K, and finally update the Mac Mini for the first time since 2014. And speaking of the Mac, Apple may have a new way for websites to detect when macOS is running in dark mode. Apple's Safari Technology Preview 68 includes a new CSS media feature that lets a website detect system appearances and automatically use a dark theme when available. The preview version of Safari usually includes unfinalized features that won't be ready until the next major OS update, however, which likely means this feature won't be ready until later next year, but it's a great start for now. And at the 40th International Conference of Data Protection and Privacy Commissioners in Brussels, Apple CEO Tim Cook delivered an impactful speech in which he discussed the importance of privacy and technology while calling on the U.S. to adopt similar regulations as Europe's new GDPR laws. You can view the full speech on 9to5Mac. And also in Europe, Apple is being fined by the Italian government for $11.4 million over iPhone throttling. Apple acknowledged claims that it slowed down older iPhones through software earlier this year when it was discovered that replacing iPhone batteries could improve performance. Apple later updated iOS to include battery health data and the option to disable performance throttling on older batteries at the risk of unexpected shutdowns during high-performance situations. And Samsung has reportedly sued its own brand ambassador to the tune of $1.6 million for using an iPhone X in public. Samsung's Russian brand ambassador, who is also a reality TV star, is under contract to only use Samsung products, but the star has had multiple instances of not being able to resist the iPhone in public, thus explaining the lawsuit. On HomeKit Weekly this week, we review the new AirPlay 2 features of the Libertone Zip portable Bluetooth and Wi-Fi speaker. Libertone is the first speaker maker to offer an AirPlay 2 speaker with a built-in battery and optional Bluetooth for use away from Wi-Fi. And as a HomeKit speaker, you can control playback with Siri on the iPhone or HomePod and mix playback with other AirPlay 2 speakers, all for under $300. And in app news, Telegram has restored its Apple Watch app and the latest update to the iPhone messaging client after briefly pulling it a few versions ago. And the popular game Stardew Valley has made its way to the iPhone and iPad as a $7.99 purchase on the App Store. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcasts or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.